Well, thanks everybody for being here today, and I am quite excited. This project is really a dream come true for me, one I've been working on for the last 4 years. So the name of the presentation today is Applying a Health Equity Lens When Completing Bill Analyses. So it's really getting health equity into legislation. And I am Gail Brandt. I'm with the Washington State Department of Health, and I'm the Health Equity Manager. I could not have done this project without Kristen Vias, and I'm going to let Kristen introduce herself.
Good morning. My name is Kristen Vias, and I'm a Master in Public Administration candidate at the University of Washington, focusing on health policy in our skills intern this summer.
So let me give you a little bit of background on this, and I will say, based on our literature review and talking with other states, we are the only state in the country who is doing this, and so we've got lots of templates and advice and guidance, so please don't hesitate to contact me. So our agency analyzes bills that are set before the legislature each session. We have a standard template, and the template is completed by the analyst who's assigned the bill. Now, for the last 4 years, I tried to get questions related to health equity on that template. And this year, on New Year's Eve afternoon, I got the call, and it was going on the it was going to be going on the template. However, because of the lateness of that and the session starting 10 days later, staff did not have any preparation. My dream had been to provide training, but that didn't happen. And so they didn't have preparation, they didn't have resources to answer the question, they were kind of left to their own resources. So those two questions, what were they? One was, describe any positive or negative impact the bill may have on tribal health concerns. And the second was to describe any positive or negative impact the bill may have on health equity or health disparities. And you see those are hyperlinks to definitions of the two terms. So what I'm going to have Kristen do is describe what that project entailed, and then I'm going to finish up with what are the next steps for us. What have we done since Kristen finished at the end of the summer? So
the purpose and scope of the project really was to identify resources and training needs on health equity and tribal health for the agency staff, which is like 3,000 people. So first of all, first part was to contact other states, and only California had included a health equity question on the bill analysis, and they hadn't gotten an opportunity to do any kind of evaluation of the responses they got. The next was I actually just looked at the bill analysis forms and assessed the responses that I got to each of the questions. Then I met with each of the legislative liaisons and coordinators of the different divisions to try to determine who would be good people to interview for the project. Finally, I conducted three semi-structured audio recorded interviews with 21 different analysts representing all divisions. And so in that sample, we included analysts who gave strong answers to these questions and also ones that could benefit from training. First, looking at the health equity question, so I looked at 180 different pieces of legislation, and it was the work of 70 different analysts from the agency. So 52% of the analysts gave a unique response to the question in their own words. 33% gave a generic answer, such as none, N-A, unknown, without any kind of further explanation, and then 15% left it blank. So I wanted to give you an example of what a strong answer looked like so you could get a sense of what we were looking for. So this is an environmental piece of legislation, and it had to do with alternative fuel vehicle tax preferences. And so the analyst wrote, populations who live near major roadways are exposed to more air pollution and suffer health impacts of poor air quality. These populations near major roadways are lower income and are composed of more minorities than the state. They will benefit more from improved air quality as a result of this legislation. This was a strong answer because it called out specific populations' demographics, low income, minorities, and then also their geography. And it looked at the health impact, air pollution causing poor health, and they related this back to health equity, so it was a really strong answer. Looking at the tribal health question, it was evident that analysts struggled with this question a lot more. So 55% wrote a generic answer, such as none, not applicable, or unknown, without giving further explanation. 31% gave a unique response in their own words, and 14% left it blank. This isn't surprising because with the health equity question, we were able to give some basic definitions and a few questions to consider, whereas the tribal health question, there wasn't any kind of guidance given. And here's an example of an analyst that gave a strong answer to the tribal health question. And this bill related to mental health and suicide prevention in higher education. The analyst wrote, data indicates that Native Americans and Alaska Natives have the highest rate of suicide out of all population groups in the state. However, tribal health concerns are not addressed in this bill, and the bill does not include tribal colleges. The tribes are stakeholders in the department's state plan efforts. This is a strong answer because it talked about how tribal partners and institutions were involved in the state government's efforts. And it also connects back to the health indicator of high suicide rates in the American Indian community. So I met with the legislative liaisons and coordinators because they were really where the bill analysis process is housed. So I let them know about the project, and I got names of analysts to interview because they really do have a good understanding of who does the work of the bill and bulk of the work of the bill analyses in their area. And then we also met with HR because we wanted to develop a training module that was really geared towards being engaging and the way that we know that adult learners best learn. And so the interviews themselves, there were 16 questions in total. I included a few of them on here. And the questions were revised multiple times, getting feedback from some test interviews. I ensured the interviewees of confidentiality. And here are a few of those questions. Briefly describe what the term health equity means to you. What factors to consider when deciding how a bill would impact health equity? If you were unsure of how to answer either the tribal health or health equity question, what did you do? And what training and resources would be helpful? So here were some of the main findings. First of all, the understanding of health equity varies depending on what analyst I interview. It was evident that some of them had a really strong understanding of health equity, while others, it wasn't a concept or a framework that they were familiar with. And here is what one analyst, I thought she gave a really great definition of health equity in her interview. And she explained it as, health equity is everywhere. It's even involved in things like a bus line. This affects access to education, medical care. Health equity is the big underlying umbrella of a system of things. Maybe a person has a GED and they have three different jobs, and that bus line determines stress exposure, time with family, and access to food. Also, many analysts explained that they had a lot of confusion with the tribal question in terms of what it was actually asking. And one analyst put this really well. Well, what is this question asking? Is this about health equity, or about would this change the way our agency works with tribes? Analysts explained some of them had a really hard time identifying how health equity and tribal health would connect to the legislation that they were looking at, especially if they were dealing with blanket rules or laws that would apply to everyone. It was a framework they weren't used to using in their work. Even though, so just to give you an idea of the time frame, most analysts had 1 to 2 days to complete a bill analysis. And even under this tight time frame, the analysts used a variety of resources. And so some of the ones they told me they used to help answer the questions were academic journals, PubMed, newspaper articles, epidemiological reports, blogs, student groups, and just basic Google searches. The next thing that came out a lot, too, was I realized how little not applicable told me about an analyst's thought process. And talking to them, it was evident that some of them had done a great deal of research, and after careful thinking and reasoning, had come to the conclusion that the bill didn't have any impact on tribal health and health equity. Whereas some of them, it was because they didn't really have a good understanding of these issues and how to apply this framework. And they may have consulted with a supervisor who, in some cases, couldn't really give them much direction either, so they were making big assumptions when they wrote not applicable. Finally, a lot of people wanted to know the goals and rationale from agency leadership in adding these questions on. As one analyst remarked, one of the biggest challenges was trying to figure out importance. Why are we doing this? I don't recall hearing what the endpoint is and what is the return on investment. And now Gail is going to discuss the training recommendations and next steps for this project.
Yes.
So now we're the what's next. We got the question on, but what do we do now? So what we heard from analysts and our liaisons is that incorporate the training into the standing bill analysis training. Don't have a separate training. People won't go to it. So that's what we're doing, and that training will start in December. People wanted a clear definition of health equity, health disparities, and related terms so that we would be all operating off of a clear and agreed-upon definitions. People wanted relevant examples of good answers and answers that needed development. You know, what's the benchmark? What am I striving for in responding to these questions? They wanted to communicate expectations of citations, research time, and order of impact. So with citations, the other questions on the template did not require that they go to the literature and they provide documentation for the basis for their answer. And so they wanted to know, were they expected to do those citations when they answered these two questions? And if so, there'd be more time that was needed to do the research. The other was order of impact, you know, kind of the cause or the causes of the causes. You know, an example with Kristen talked about the Environmental Health Bill of Clean Air. Well, the impact may be that, you know, people have air that's health and safe to breathe. What about children with asthma? Well, clean air will mean that they have fewer asthma attacks, and then that will mean that they have less time lost at school, and that will mean greater achievement in school. So it was like, how deep did the analyst need to dig with answering those questions? And finally, going back to something that Kristen said about, you know, why are we doing this? What are you going to do with the answers to these questions? So we're going to have our secretary of the health department create a short video explaining the rationale from leadership. This is why we are asking this question. Health equity is one of our, you know, the foundation upon which we've built our strategic planning. And so this question's these questions are important, and here's what we're going to do with them. Other training recommendations are develop a matrix of social and economic factors and their link to health outcomes. So, for example, non-graduation leads to lower lifetime earnings and shorter life expectancy. We're working on a tool right now, and again, please let me know if you're interested in seeing that tool. We've continued to revise it, and we certainly would welcome new sets of eyes on the tool. Provide key health trends by race, sexual orientation, age, and many other factors. Just for brevity's sake, I limited it to these. So people want the data. They'd like to hear from tribal member to give an overview of tribal law and governance. We have a very, very strong relationship with our 29 federally recognized tribes and a strong formal consultation process. And so people thought it would be helpful to hear from tribal members. We use a SharePoint Microsoft platform, so people wanted all the training information posted to the intranet on SharePoint, and then resource lists and other aids, and as we continue to develop them, to post them to SharePoint. Some related suggestions, and this was something that Kristen really recommended with the two questions, is please explain. So if you put not applicable, then explain why you, as the analyst, think that this piece of legislation, there's not going to be any impact on tribal health or health equity. Revise the tribal health question to specify both legal and health considerations. That was a major barrier for staff, because we have a very formal process with our consultation process with our tribes. They really wanted to know, was this question getting at the health, or was it getting at the legal aspects of our relationship, or maybe both? And help in my backyard list of who are all the resources in terms of people we can turn to help answer those questions, be they internal staff or external partners. And what should we do with the answers? Well, the analysts want questions discussed at the agency level. When our agency reviews bills that and does make the decision as to whether we're going to amend the language of the bill or take a position on the legislation, if we're going to take a position and we testify, using this information to develop talking points for that legislation. And so those were just some ideas about what to do with the answers to the questions. And as always, as Kristen demonstrated from analyzing the answers to the questions, it's an ongoing quality improvement process. But looking at the how people answer the questions, especially this year after they've had the training and access to resources, and seeing what impact that has on their the quality of their and their confidence in answering the questions. Regarding the tribal question, what should we do with the answers? Assess the impact on tribes to comply with our consultation requirements. As I said, we have a very formal written consultation process with tribes when we make decisions that impact them, what the process is for involving tribes at every step of the way through that decision-making and implementation process. Meet legal and agency a requirement to consult with tribes on issues with significant impact. And know who is most impacted to make policy work relevant to tribes. We have 29 federally recognized tribes. They are sovereign nations like the United States. They are all unique, and we need to know then what, based on those unique needs, who will be most impacted. Some tribes are, some tribal members don't live on reservations. Some don't have clinical services that are available on the tribal land. Some have income from casinos versus others who don't. So there's really a great variety. Okay, so the next steps, we've made our recommendations to leadership. We're in the process of developing training and resources. We're on the calendar for that training. That's part of each of our divisions has their own training. So we're on the calendar for that. We see this as our pilot year, and so we're going to test the training and the resources and then invite feedback from our staff as to how helpful was it. We're going to then they're going to apply what they've learned in the trainings and the resources when they answer the questions. And then I have put in an application for a student to work with me this coming year during our legislative session to go back and see how did staff answer the questions now that they have had the benefit of the training and additional resources. So I want to thank you very much, and here's my contact information. Please don't hesitate to contact me. And Kristen, I imagine people can contact you too. She's a busy graduate student, so I may be a little easier to reach. But I would welcome your questions when we're finished, and if you would like to see any of the tools that we have, I'm very happy to share them. Thank you.